So then he can't conquer. So Tzitzel Mafreya, is the Shibashi Bayei. But the Gemara in Yumes reference the case of future birth, 5 years later, 10 years later. So the time of the Roye, so the effort to be, but we cannot have the yet to follow the Psak, the Roye of the future birth. But then there is, so why does the Gemara say in Yume because of the Shogni Yossi? So he doesn't have to bring it home, not because of Shogni Yossi. Because he acted to the Yume, he was allowed. Let's say Chil of Ranis. How is it possible? I mean, there's no problem. The Mishnah should pass on Chil of Zim. The answer is that certain Shilas of Chil, or any Shilas in the Nisa forest, that there is a machlekes, the tzichil of ranis, that's the fatty part on top of the stomach in the head. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehiel and Abrishim. Rabbi Yehiel was not a tzichil of ranis, the gamma. And in Rhineland, where he was the priest at all, so even in the later years, so in the days of the Ramoth, it's mentioned by the Ramoth in Simon Samadala. So it was moved. But Adada Rishayim said that there is a few thoughts. So the Ramoth passed in Simon Samadala that if a Jew from the Sinti Mashkinas, from Svorad, from any country in the world, is a guest in Vineland for a certain time. So he's a guest, so he's not allowed to eat chilev ranis. But he's allowed to eat another tarshi that was cooked in the same patch as chilev ranis. So the body says from sharp and this is like that. It means it was cooked when it wasn't to the game. So it's only a shaila in the rabbonim. So the melee, because of the COVID of the host, he doesn't have to be hurt. As the Yerushalmi says, that if somebody is a guest in a certain person, well, it's not Zoyer, he passed Polka. So the guest on the counter is Mechuyev to eat the pass Polka. Because it's only in the Yerushalmi, so the melee, it's your thing, he doesn't eat the toast, I mean, he's more of a tzaddik than the host when he is. Otherwise, of course, he's not allowed if it's being, if there is another pshat, even if it is even in, because there is a machlok of the shaman, but I'm people with the rice, I'm people with other rice. So there is a svexvet, maybe it wasn't cooked in the same pot. And even if it was cooked in the same, maybe it was the beginning of what that pshat is. The main pshat is that the Psak of Ramoth applies only to a case where it is not a good. Now, the question was, how did Chabalezer act that way and negate the Ramak? The answer is, Chabalezer was sure. Since so many missing were shown, I'm a Samayim Techiyach, and the three Dekel Techiyach, Dekel, I'm a Samayim Kenan, so he was sure that he was right, in the Gospel. But Samuel, he was convinced he didn't have a shadow of his own. That a year later, the same vessel of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva will be able to win again, and will take a vote, and then they will reverse themselves. So then, it will be the same contemporary vessel. So the Yashet HaShemila Yom Nein, so then it will be each year, the Machleya. So it will be determined that you must pray out that you would not be there for a couple of hours. But the morning you may have reference the case for a future person you do. So then it will reverse the decision only you can have it. So that's why the Gemara says that that it's kidney that the person, this person, the present person would know that 5 years later the person would reverse the decision of the former person. So maybe he troubled you. Okay.
There is a big contrast by the Precholosh about him. It's a very body and very complicated meaning. There are all kinds of meaning. Mokim shenu'abu shalu l'asis n'locho ba'abu tzochi at chaseis. In meaning without a basis, there's no meaning. In order to be considered as a meaning of being, so it has to be one of two things. Either it is as a shiobe, so mokim shenoagu shalur asis lochad abzor, in order that they should not be zalzel in the preparations for peace. If it doesn't loch, have a face there, so he might not even have the seder, not a matzis, not a mora, nothing. So it's a shiobe. And then there's another meaning. The minig, let's say, like Hallel v'shchedesh. So there it's not mishum shiobe, because it is mambis amigdosh in the midosh. So as my brother Rav Shevea writes, so then it was Yom Simcha. So it was a good to say how it's Haradim like Yom Yom Simchatzchem with Mahechem with Hoshkakeh would be glory of this man has said. So it's only Samir. Since this man is Samigdash and Migdash, there was a Yom Simchatzchem. So there is a Chiyu. So even this man has said, there is a Yom Simchatzchem. So in other words, if there is a new year, a certain moment, to do something that without the minig there is also a chimamitz. So then minig there. Now, why is minig osea? So the Gemara says here, may bishop lagu shaloi, shaloi lahachlik, mitzel mitzin, Arab Shabbos. So that was as is your. And then they came before the Chachamim and they said, our obes were able to do it, but for us it's a hardship. So the Chachamim said, Shema b'ni Musa b'yichor, ma'utiti shpira sema. So that's the mokhe of Chachamim. Now,
Nebaishan. Shema ben Bishan.
So the But the more in the drawing, the price in the drawing, that the swab mentions Mitzadneda. Vorm am Torim, that the swab. Vorm am Torim, vachirim noag in the Yisra. In Matirim Bifne, Shemema o Yachul Vore.
But it, isn't Neda the basis why there was an Yisra to the Bnei Baishin also? That they, wasn't it based on Neda? Wasn't it was a minhag established by the Bnei Eir, but it had the status of Nedah.
So then they were mechuyef to comply with that practice since they were accustomed to have such a practice. But their children, their grandchildren, so even though they want, and let's say the Bnei Baishan himself, suppose they had a minhag for several years, not to be mafri b'sini, Erev Shabbos. And then they would come before Besdin and do as hatol. So there should be a Torah. Why should it be more chamur than in real neder? In real neder, we are so sick. But the children, the grandchildren, they couldn't get the Hetar. They came before the Chacham. The Chacham should matter. Everybody said, your ancestors are not before us, so Mele, their chiyuv is based upon the aloche of Shema Bnei Musar of Yehov al Titish Tehshimel. Now, as far as the Yisar of Nedah Mitzvah Nedah is concerned, and from the Rishayim it's Mashma, it's not an Asma. It's an Yisar, it's not the Yikalav of Bayachutvo. The Yikalav of Bayachutvo is reference to somebody who, as an individual, asks something upon himself. But it's Nichol and Liachit, when the Tzibor as a whole asks something. But Nedah is only Chal on his Chetz. He said, I'll taste it, not the Kumba said. So in Mele, suppose there'll be Nineg in the Mokim to see how it was Chetz. Then there shouldn't be any Chiv of Nedah. But in Tzad, and Mitzad, I'll teach you still to know. So then there'll be a Chiv. So there are many, many afternoons.
So if you say Chal on Rosh Chodesh, that's not a chiyuv iser neder from lo yachol dvar. It's only a smachta of lo yachol dvar, or it's not shayach bechlal to lo yachol dvar.
Not shayach dvar. It's not shayach only by iser chetz, by shemal chayis, not by kumba sey.
So what is included in lo yachol dvar? What type of minug?
As is yog, let's say not to eat boso or drink wine in 9 days.
That's lo yachol dvar.
That's right. Yeah. Now let's.
And melacha and pesach also.
Also is yog. But not the kumbase. Do you have a rechaim hilches tisha b'av? There is a very big contrast by the Pechav. No, that doesn't have hilches tisha b'av. That's the first chaluk.
Oh, it's the first chaluk. Okay.
So it's not a smart thing. Explicitly asks us about
it. So it means the person who did the mitzvah already 3 times already?
Not one person.
But the community.
That
did the mitzvah.
Yeah, that's right.
But somebody who just moves into the community is not now.
No, if he intends to stay there, so then
he
has to follow and that will.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the mission of ours.
He's not allows it. So he's also, he's not clear. To the original community, but for half a year he's going to stay in this community.
So
Chumra Mokim Shiyotza Mishov, the Chumra Mokim Sheholach Mishov. Where's the Ramah?
isser of eating meat and yain during the 9 days. That's bechlal lo yachol devar. Why? Because there's an isser chefs on the bush of a yain.
That's right.
And how about doing malacha erev Pesach? Is that included?
Also,
why? What?
Erev Pesach is mishemol taisi. Any minig that is mishemol taisi comes within the halacha of zorim amitorim v'achir noag v'ish. The Machaber says in Rechaim Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud
Nun
Aleph Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Yesh Neagim Bei Shalom Lirchaitz Nereshchaim Yesh Noim Elo Bishabes Yud Yesh Nisanim Yud Zayim Vitamus Atishbo. So he mentions three different Nov. 1 minute, 9 days, not very hates our group. Another minute, Shabuah Shalish, Shabuah Shalish, because he's really more only Tisha B'Av. Arab Tisha B'Av is moved. But the some minute, so there are three different Nov. There is 1 minute from the 9 days, 1 minute, Shabuah Shalish, Shabuah Shalish, another minute, the 3 weeks. So what is it? The Machaber is telling us just different hugging statistics. And so in other words, the people in the market who are made in the 3 weeks, so they hold that in the 3 weeks there is a nian of Zair. Zair, what kind of Zair is it? So 9 days, so you understand, because the Gemara, the Din of the Gemara, it's not also Boso, Shias Yayin, but Mishenich Nasov, Mimatim Yisimch, allowed to build a Binyan Shal Simche, or to be Mitea, the Mitea Shal Simche, so the Akiyumim of Adela Shal Pidim. Without Nekterakim Avelis. In other words, certain Avelis are beginning more. And given the Avelis, the restraints that are not obligatory in beginning more, but if suppose one refrains from Boso without any, let's say in the city, there is no such thing. So it's Mekhaim Yisra. So Mele, there is a Ninyan of Ninek. Mitzat Forum Amitorim and Mitzat Artitish Tera Semech. But the 9 days, so according to the first Losh, I mean, in 3 weeks, there is no Kiyum, the Gemara doesn't mention 3 weeks altogether. Any other. Let's see the Biragwa. Oh, and another Shita is, Ela b'shabezu, because the Gemara says, "Yidni the Gemara tiglachas and kibbles is osa." Shabuah shalis, Shabuah b'seich. So mele, even without a minute, if somebody will bimnei himself from Bosov and Yayin, so have a kimamit. But 3 weeks, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about 3 weeks. So what's the pshat of the third minute of Yesh Mishanim Miyuzayim in Tammuz? So the course says Chumra Yisayri Yeinon Chmuri Mirobu Yimamise Ve'amrino Gab Yifiri Korei Omale Mesa Viho. So he said that this is whom you say. Now what are the Adonis hearing say about that? What's the basis? No one needs any more kefaya. So somebody, I don't remember who, says, because the Gemara at the end of Cheskes Habatim in Bovastra says, V'yeim shechorat v'yis ha-migdosh dinu yal as shelenikze ha-shelenichu boso v'lenishti yal every day, except Shabbos, v'yom elo shein gezlin ala tzibu zeiro shein reva tzibu yechelin mekabu alet. So that means, I don't remember who said it, I thought that the B.I.G.O. mentioned it, but the B.I.G.O. doesn't mention it.
I heard this from your brother.
What is that?
I heard your brother say this once.
Who?
Your brother mentioned this from
who mentioned it?
Your brother.
My brother, Rabbi Shibea.
Yeah.
As the basis for that meaning.
Yeah,
okay. But there's somebody who says it. My impression was the Goyim said it. But the Goyim says here, yeah. Whom were you saying?
He mentioned Yerushalmi about Makkel Shoket.
By what? Makkel Shoket?
Yeah, that's 3 weeks.
Yeah, the Yerushalmi in Tainis. So Yerushalmi in Tainis mentions certain Minogim that are significant and certain Minogim that are not significant. And let's say, if Noshim Eveninek in the 9 days, not so. So that is a good Minek. But not to do other things is not a good minig. In other words, a minig has to have a basis. Now, you find in the Siddha, you'll find Mizno Reseido, Bambid, you have to stand up. Now, so suppose you don't stand up, I don't stand up, it's not easy for me to stand up. So will I be pissed, get up? And even if it's easy for me. So, Ligabi the Minhogim of 9 days, or Shavuot Chazuah Sechei, so the Machava says, if somebody is Mizalzel in those Minhogim, so it's Peir Itzgedah Yishachar Nochosh. But these Minhogim, to stand up for to stand up by Robert Dobby, you see. These are minogim, he's not a hate if he doesn't. If somebody eats boso or drinks wine in 9 days, on Shavuot Shchalitim, you say hey, so he's a hate. But suppose somebody doesn't stand up. He doesn't stand up, he's not a hate. You see, the are minogim, let's say, to stand up for halal, then he is a hate.
Sphira
also, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it, but the Chibus again mentions it. Mehochel chamos bakomo. Al tikro bakomo ala bekemo. So in other words, you have to stand up. So he is a hate. And to stand up for, let's say, for Dushe, so he is a hate. But let's say, but the yonim of Mizma Misedo and by God Dobby, that's the yonim of the Haaretz. Lo yi oda meya bin ha-yishenim v'yoshemin ha-ele. So my voice, if everybody stands up, you also have to stand up.
Where did the minhag originate from?
What?
Why is there a minhag to stand up for those parts of the Pesukei de Zimra?
I don't know. Why Tedo? Because Tedo is a very important call. Now, there is a minhag to stand up for the Shia.
Shiro.
The Shiro, let's say, Oz Yoshia. So that's also because Shiro is a special parish. It's written differently than the non-Shiro parishes of the Torah. If there is a minhag in Israel to stand up when you say the Aseres Hadibros, the Rambam as a tshuva, he says it's a minhag minim.
To what?
Because it originated by the minim who did not believe in Tirum Neshamayim of the whole Torah, but just the Ten Commandments, the Aseres Hadibros. So it's mitzvah lateris. Still, it's a minig hold to this is oil to say. I understand Paul's chrysatons, of course, why chrysatons are different, but if somebody doesn't stand Paul of chrysatons and sits down, so according to the Rambam, it's a minig minig. Still, there is a chube in Rav Shmuel Abuev, and other chubes.
What sefer is that, Rav Shmuel Abuev?
Rav Shmuel Abuev is the sefer of Shalas Chubes.
What's it called?
Rav Shmuel Abuev, I forgot the name. He was the Rebbe of the Sios that we should stand up for ourselves.
Rav Shmuel Abuev?
Rav Shmuel Abuev. Rav Zevin, Leadim Shalono, he mentions all these, you know. Then there are some places who are mechalek between standing up as Sarasadibres when you say it in the strangers, Shabbos Yisrael, Shabbos Yisrael, and on Shuas. When you say it in Yisrael, because that's the Seder of the parasha, so then you don't stand up. But when you say it Shuas, you do stand up. How many days to stay at all the time? What's the pshat? Now, apparently in the days of the Rambam, the minig was to stand up every time you say a Sarasadivas, whether on Shavuos, because it's Mamat and Tereshim, or in Parsha Yisrei or Parsha Yisrael. So Mele, since the minig is to stand up all the time, even though his kavanah is not because Asaras HaDibres is more significant than the parashas of Torah, it's more crucial than another parasha. But it looks like he joins the meaning we say, the Morim Ora says, Bikshu Litveya Aseres Hadibra Bebirkas Krishna. My Malik Kabua, the Tarum is Hamin. So Rashi says, that you give Morim Ora, because the meaning says that only Aseres Hadibra is what we pass in mind. But the other part of the Torah, Moishim Piasriya, and still in the Siddha you find in the Bikshu Durim, that's nothing to say Aseres Hadibras.
Every day.
Okay. So, apparently in the days of the Rambam, the meaning was to say it all the time. And so Mele is called Minag Mi. But if the meaning is to stand up only on Shavuos, so Mele that means we don't treat it just because it happens to be a parasha of the parasha of the week, but because Shavuos is Mamat Torah, some Mele, Aseres Hadibres, so it's a proper minute to stand up. It's not his yoke, and there is no Kema Mitzvah, but this is a heretic, because Aseres Hadibres, and the Rapsadi going all the whole Sefer, in which he shows how the Tayag mitzvahs are contained in the Aseres Hadibres. So Mele will stand up because the Aseres Hadibres represent the 10 broad principles which contain all the Tayag mitzvahs. Now, our minhag is to stand up for Aseres Hadibres all the time. So according to the Rambam, he shouldn't stand up if he's not accustomed to stand up on his or any other time. But the chubes by Rav Shmuel Abuev and other Rabbi mentions all the chubes that is the proper thing to do. Now the Rambam also mentions the mode of 9 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you explain in one time that it should be Talu on Tom Elion and Tom Talu.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
In other words, we read Bitsibo, Asaras Adiba Bitamel. So, what is the difference of Bitibuk? between the Tama and Tama Tachtim, because Tama Tachtim means that we read it like any other possible form. Tama Elie means even a part of the Pasuk. He's like a Pasuk by itself. Lo Tirtach, Lo Yisirtach.
Called Dibur v'Dibur. Because you make every Dibur into one Pasuk.
When apparently in the days of the Rambam, so it was read always Bitama Tachtim, thank you for reminding me. So Bitama Tachtim. So then it looked like a Nieg of Minim. But now that we read it.
Why is that Nieg of Minim then?
Because we read it like Psukim, like Reishis Bo. Why don't we stand up for Reishis Bo and we stand up for Asher Sadigas? Mashenki, now the meaning is to read it all the time, Tama Elie. So in other words, you don't read it like Psukim, but like big principles. We see Otsach, we see Nof, we see Ne, in one passage, but we read it as if they had been three different Psukim. The Psukim from Mele, it's nothing in the news.
How do you know that the Rambam's time they read it in the Tam Tachto?
I don't know, but in order to explain how is it that Kol Yisrael pays no attention to the meaning of the Rambam, to the Aloch of the Rambam. My father used to stand for all Kesar Torah. He didn't have a problem. Now again. Mokim shenu agulas is loch abavit sochim at chaseis eis. Mokim shenu agul shaloi las eis ein eis. Ha'elich mokim sheisim, mokim sheneisim. Oli mokim sheneisim, mokim sheisim. Neisim olof chumri mokim sheyotza misham. V'chumri mokim sholach.
What? Just a quick question. Why the fact that we read B'tam Elion, why would that make a difference? That's not a minig minus anymore?
So that means we read Aseres HaDibros not the way we read Bereishis Bo. And we read each Dibros as a pasuk by itself.
So why is that not a minig minus?
So Mele, we are not implying that we attribute special chivas as far as Nashamayim is concerned to Aseres HaDibros over and above all the other portions of the Torah.
So what are we implying?
Because the Aseres HaDibros has the chivas as broad principles.
It includes everything. Yes, it includes going.
Okay. So it's Kohatere Kula. Kohatere Kula. So just as you stand up when you take out the Torah, it's definitely news. So the Mishnah says, "Mokim shnado las loche davu psochim at chatzei seis. Mokim shnado shlo las seinis. Ha'elich mokim sheisim, mokim shneisim, and mokim sheneisim, mokim sheisim." Neis no lo kum mo ke shi osam shom mo kim shola ke shom. Das mit mehr mach leit. Hat schon mal die Schane und mit mehr mach leit. Kayei zibei hamit so rasch es es. Weil die Schane und mit mehr poch. Mo kim shi neisi, mo kim shi eisi. Iu name au die Schane bewebet. Ich bin nur noch Wamrat Nisna of Kumay Mokim Shiotamusha. So on the contrary, how can we say that he should be Lord about that's contrary to what the Nisna said? Hamelich perish with the Mokim Shiot of Kolo. In other words, because if it's Kolo Lechayam Nasode, let's say if you don't find that vegetable or that Pere already in the Sode, because so then you're not allowed to eat the perish with the rice. But so if somebody is with a perish with mocking she calls, so the mocking she also means you're not allowed to eat the perish. the mocking shalikol, he's allowed. Or the mocking shalikol, the mocking shalikol is high liar because of Abzai. That you they may say the hotel of Hapato. So what does it mean? So the poet would know. My year the Abishar, after Abishar process, Barbara, you're taking money. Can you always in look about the Shabbos as the young lady in the middle of my law in the race in Brock Alayla? Why? Because what if you're in the middle of my law in the camp after 3 o'clock? So in the race in Brock Alayla because he might not prepare this to the Shabbos. Also, it's your also, so the more to do it. One territory is also in an uncle of my rulers. So now it's come to 30 for Sarah Shabbos. But at 3 o'clock, some of them in the hall is moved. Some of them in the hall, Hoche by Arab Pesach, because of the matzah, the morah, and everything. So then, even at 3 o'clock, he's not allowed. But Minchon Deiro is allowed even at Arab Pesach. Hotsom and the Homalios, some of them of the Lord, Hoch and the Hatseis. So here, by Pesach, it's not only 3 o'clock, from 12 o'clock. Iname, second territory. But he's not a hater. Abu Shambu Teloini Shantin. Besni is not an adi. Hoche Shambu Tenamel Shantin. Good. Oisem Loche Barbe Shabbos, who Barbe Yom Tayden, Amin Homalo, who Mitsoi Shabbos, who Mitsoi Yom Tayden, who Mitsoi Matipur, and who Homo Kumshishon. Even the Tabeiro last 3 times Sibu in the Reyes in the Broche, in the Reyes in the Broche Leila. Alright. The times Sibu also do Loch in the Shabbos time in Sarabelo. He showed him his son in Alakshon, about short times Sibu, Lord to the Oma Shmuel, in the Chema times Sibu do Loch. In Tzoy Shabbos is Mishum Kli Shabbos Shem Sipi Nechil Akedit. So again there is a Kila Mitz. In other words, there is a Machlekes Kishen whether Teis V'Shabbos B'chum Shos there is a Mitz said to be Meisi Shabbos or Yonte B'chum Shos or and B'chum Shos that's a Mitz for the Mitz. But is there a Shiva? Now the Gemara says in Lume Hanashe the Achle Bishase there the Makipurim at Hasheicho. So we don't stop them. Mutev Shiyushedigim Balyum is it. So of course all the same say only if they are Mizalze in something that is not before the veil. Only Mishra Rabbonon or even Mishra Raise Tasteless, he might pull in the Jewish of the Raisa, but it's still not before the fear, but suppose that certain people are themselves or Echtas here, so then we have to be in the Chiyah. And if they become Zidim, so that's their responsibility. So they told the Shemin say, because it is something that is before Shatir. So Teisle says in basic that the Matsinu Shio, the Teisle, what do Matsinu Shio? But if there is no minimum performance of being basic, of course, there is a maximum. In other words, you can start Teisle Shabbos after Faramim. The proper Amincha, so it's a mini headache. But after the Amincha, so you can start. But there is no mini issue. But the Gemara says, so only because of Mutashi Shaving or Yunzi, otherwise he has to move it and he has to march. So it means, in other words, if he doesn't stop eating 5 minutes before Shkia, so then it's hardly noticeable that he's missed. If he stops just on Shkia, he has an accurate watch, and when it is just before Shkia, a minute before Shkia is done, so then he's mevatel in the rice. But it has to be noticed by everybody. The Meiri Meiradim gives a shiur of 6 minutes. What's there's the Chnisose? What's the shiur of 6 minutes the Chnisose? The answer is, what does Shkia mean outwardly? Shkia means when the whole Guf Hashem has set the mode of life, but it doesn't pass below the horizon in one split second. It takes some time. Now the sunset that you see in the New York Times is not the real Shkia. The sunset in New York Times represents when half of the sun is below the horizon, and the upper half of the sun is still above the horizon. But at the beginning, when the whole sun is set below the horizon. So that's 2 minutes. How does the Meirim Erev get the shiur of 6 minutes? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, Yei Chalki Mimachnisei Shabbos Beit Betraye Umitzoi Shabbos Bitzipere. Betraye was in the valley. And some mele in the valley, so it is a question of visibility. So the Shkia was earlier, and Tzipere was on top of the mountain, so the Shkia was later. So in other words, so you have 2 minutes, that's the process of the sunset, from the time that the Guf Hashem starts having the Lord arise, until the time that the Guf Hashem is completely set below the horizon, and 4 minutes, the interval between the sunset, the visibility of the sunset in Tveria, and the visibility of the sunset in Tveria. So we have 6 minutes. And we have the same thing regarding Zrich. The Gabbisrich and another kind of Mitzvah of a city. So what does it mean by city? Whereas the same Klal Yisrael, when the sun rises, how can you be something Amish? You have to be a big expert to say Klal Yisrael, and let's say Shavuos night, when you sit up all night and you daven to a city. So how can you be something? So again, there is a 6 minute period. So in other words, you have to think all this oil within the radius of the 6 minutes. From the time that it starts rising in Tzipera, there is that way. And it rises completely in its valley. Alright. So that's...
How do you get the number six?
2 minutes for the process of the sunset. Yeah. For the sunrise. And 4 minutes to lift the interval between the sunset in Italia and the sunset in today. So 2 plus 4 is 6.
And maybe the difference of 4 minutes.
Yei Chalki. Imachnisi Shabbos Yisraeli Umitzei Shabbos Yisraeli Yisraeli Shabbos in Kofis. So in other words, that's a mitzvah to be Nasi Mechil Rakevich. That's the chesh in the Yiri Meirat Nes of 6 minutes. Tana Rabbana.
When this halakha is talking about doing malacha, it's after minute of time. It applies today.
Why not? Let's exclude Tzirch Pesach, of course it's a mitzvah.
But Shabbos.
What Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
Everybody comes home at 6 o'clock.
They work, they can lose their job. I mean,
but if you're not allowed to do it.
Now it's not only when it doesn't involve the hardship.
But they should try to leave earlier?
Yeah, if they can.
Before Mincha starts.
If they can do it with impunity.
And are they allowed to travel on the road at that time, or they have to already be home?
Well, today it's not Shabbat. It's another issue. In other words, you are not allowed on Shabbos after Chatzis to go do parcel. That was when you had to walk, but today you have a car, so there is no car. But of course, you shouldn't do it too late. Too late, let's say, when it's already 50 minutes before the adventure, you shouldn't do it. Come on, Yezor is the Niska. Yezor is the Nifsa. Yezor is the Niska. Shopper means petty, but he still gets fat. Yes.